Guys.
I think someone accidentally cut some wires when they were doing something.
Ah, the building crew.
So now they're scrambling to get it back together for
Shabbos. Poor Chillin Festival,
dude,
what's going to be?
I was going to say, what's going to be with the Chillin?
Maybe they've still got electricity for the Chillin. That's Kodesh Kodoshim. That they can't. There'll be a miracle with the Chillin.
We'll have to see.
You know what the whole Indian of having Chamim or Chillin on Shabbos, however you call it, Chamim or Chillin? So it's brought in a sefer, a beautiful sefer. We'll learn it one day, maybe a little bit. Bovi Ad Seiso. It's a sefer by Skver Chassidim, and it's a sefer on Minhage Shabbos.
Okay.
So it's very, very beautiful. I once had the schus, I was a manal for yeshiva, and every suda that they had in the yeshiva, they wanted someone to learn something with them, so they asked me to do it, and I would learn another minhag from Bovi Ad Seiso, another custom of Shabbos. And he brings the Tamei Mitzvah behind, I mean, it's a known thing, but Chamim is the idea of a Munas HaChamim. Why? Because the Karaites, yeah, they wanted to have Shabbos Lefi, the Torah Shabbat Ksav. And they didn't understand how there would be a way to have hot food on Shabbos. They didn't have a Munas HaChamim. So the tikkun of this is dafka to have hot food on Shabbos. So Chamim or Chillin is our way. And the way the Bo Yad Seiso says, it actually increases our Munas HaChamim.
Beautiful.
Just by the act of eating hot food on Shabbos,
proves that we're not carrots.
And not only that, it has a segula in a spiritual way, somehow in a ruchnius way, that it increases our level of emunas hachamim.
And what's our segula for eating cholent on Thursday night?
That's emuna in Stephen Eagle. Yeah, I don't know. Emuna in Good Yidden. I don't know.
Okay.
Achanas for Shabbos. Time.
I'm sure it'll all work out.
The whole idea of tasting Erev Shabbos, so they're being Yotzi Thursday night already.
Okay, take us away. Where are we?
Yeah, so there's a beautiful, beautiful Svasemis here. It's one of actually my favorite concepts about, and he brings it, and there's a few different ones. I think we should do. Tough Reish Lamed Hay.
Okay, so I think this is the first one.
It's the third one, I think, or so.
It's the first one of mine.
Is it?
Tough Reish Lamed Hay or Aleph?
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
It's one of my favorite concepts of to understand that the soul came before the guf, and it's the famous Shemesh Shmuel. In my Sibarishis, what came first? Adam Arishan or all the way down to the last creation, the Yitush, the mosquito? What came first? So if you called, we're talking about the Neshama, for sure the Neshama of Am Yisrael came first. Yeah? Yisrael, Rishis Yisrael, we were the first, we were the beginning of creation. But if you hold according to the Seder in Pshat, in Bereshis, who's created last? That's Adam, yeah? The Selim Akim, he's made last in the Yom HaShishi on the sixth day. So we understand that really the last in creation is Adam. So why? How is it that Rishis Yisrael, that we're the first, Yisrael, Yisrael, Rishis, the whole creation was created for Yisrael, Rishis, it says Rishis Daganecha, it says in the Rashi on the Pasuk, Rishis Bar Akim, it says that we are the Rishis. Doganecha, we're like the Rishis, and it brings that famous pasuk, Amar Hashem, that's the second pasuk. The first pasuk is, we're the Rishis, in Sefer Yom Yom. We're the Rishis, yeah? So it's important to realize that we have the Neshama level of Yisrael. We are Yeshishim, we be associated to the Torah. We're Yeshishim, and we're the Neshamas. If you learn Yerushan, the idea that Shurin is Yeshishim, we be Neshamas Yisrael, of we're the Neshamas, we're the 600,000 Neshamas are created at the beginning of creation, and therefore we're the Kedem, we're the first, and what was created last was the body. So the Shem Yishmol brings, the choice is up to us. What do we choose, to be more Neshama, to be more soul, or to be more goof, more body? And that there's a big nafkamina, whether we're the Rishis of creation, the beginning of creation, or we're the lost in creation. So really, choosing the level of the neshama is really obviously the priority. Choosing the derech of the neshama, of Ratzon Hashem, rather than choosing the derech of the Yetzer, of the guf. Yeah. The midrash ochu kedem satani. It's based on a pasuk. The
midrash.
Yeah.
Akur v'kedem satani
v'chuvah. Zoch omim lo ata.
So what's akur v'kedem satani?
It's a pasuk, I think, in Tehillim. But Hashem made us. The question is achor v'kedem. I form them back and forward satani. Yeah, so what does it mean that? So one of the concepts is that one of the ways we learn is Shtei Pasufim, that Adam Rishon was had a back and a front.
Okay.
So Chava was joined to Adam originally, yeah, physically, and there was a back and a front. That's one way of understanding it. I think there's a few different explanations. Let's see what the Svasemis explains. That they had a back and a front. So I formed them.
So he says, Zaka Omrim Lo. Ataka
damta, and if you merit, we say to you,
meaning Hashem will say to you.
Yes, and that you means like Adam, like humanity or right. Yisrael. I think it would be Yisrael because we're learning Torah from Yisrael.
Ataka mata,
you were first. Ve'imlo, and if not,
yatush.
Yeah, the good old mosquito. Those annoying things that come in the summer.
Like a mosquito to come
in. Yeah, I always have a big nasoya with those little dudes. They're very humbling. They come and they eat at you, and it's really annoying, especially in a frat. There seems to be quite a large population of them. I don't know if you had it where you lived previously. I get a lot.
We'll have to see.
Oh, you haven't been here in the summer?
This will be our first summer.
It's pretty intense. I mean, maybe where you live in a frat, it's better. I live quite near where the Arab areas are, and they have farmlands. And I think they don't get rid of the water irrigation properly.
You live on the main street?
Yeah, that main street. And if you look, the view is...
Oh, because you're looking at the beautiful field.
Yeah, it's a beautiful view. The only problem is maybe they don't get rid of the water.
So they have the flies that come up.
Flies come up from the fields, though. Drive us nuts in our rooms. And I have nets. I have all kinds of ishtablis, but they still find a way.
You make like little things you can plug into the wall, like emits like some sort of like a.
Yeah, I probably need to get something like that. I tell my wife every year we need to because it's driving me. Sometimes some nights I kill three or four, maybe even five, maybe more.
Yeah,
that's pretty rough. Yeah, Shabbos you're just like davening. Yeah. Let me sleep. Yeah.
So he says, and behold, we need some sort of a reason why created Aharon Maaseh, meaning like to do.
We were created last, the Maaseh. Lama Nivra Aharon Maaseh.
Oh.
In reality, the Maaseh, like, you know, when we say Maaseh, you know, is this Maaseh? Like, in is this reality? So why were we created Maaseh?
Very good. So he says, and the answer he gives is an order that it should be close to Shabbos.
Right.
Meaning we wanted you to be created right next to Shabbos. It says in the Midrash, Gam Kain Kedei Sheyiknos. In order that a person could, I guess it says in the Midrash, that a person would be able to enter into Shabbos immediately.
Great, so that's
after being created.
That's a great new way of thinking that the Shem Yishmael didn't bring. The idea that we're walking, maybe he brought it in a different Torah, but over here, the one I was quoting, you're going now, the miler of being created last doesn't mean you're close to enter into Shabbos.
I heard a nice reason that it was because
they
didn't want the Katrugim to say, oh, if you were created like the third day, let's say,
yeah,
and the Katrugim would come and say like, oh, was it the Kofrim or whatever you call them, oh, maybe it was Bnei Adam who helped create animals or things like that and take away some of the glory from Hashem.
Okay, very good. So one of the important things is to give glory to. We literally came Lost, that's a good pshat.
No one could come and try to claim, anything. Oh, look, you came on the third day, so it must be that you came and then you helped create the world, so maybe it's not really...
Very good. And one of the explanations of Odom is if you go into the Miluim, like the letters within the name of Odom, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, and you spell them out, it's the inner letters of Aleph, Lamed, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, Dalet, so you spell it out. Aleph is Lamed, Pei, Dalet is Lamed, Tuf, and Mem is Mem. It's Osius Mispalo. The inner letters of Odom is the Panemius of Odom is Mispalo, Tefillah. So we came after all of creation just in order to now pray to the one who created everything.
Beautiful.
So that's understanding that we're really the crown of the creation, not the cause of the creation. Even though he made it for us, but he made it for us to crown Hashem, to crown the King, who made it all.
Beautiful. So he says, Uperu Shanyan.
And what here he's saying is through Shabbos, to go straight into Shabbos.
He says, the explanation of the matter is, Ki Ha'arat Yom HaShabbat Hu Ha'ara B'toch Habriya. So he says the explanation of the matter is that the illumination of the day of Shabbos is the illumination within the Bria. Like, it's illuminated within the Bria. On Shabbos, the illumination takes place within the Bria. V'huniten rak l'adam. And the Bria was given only, or this illumination of Shabbos was given only to man.
Yeah. Very good. So we see that the rest of the creation so
he says that the
all the rest of the creation they're like
physical. They're physical, and the koach chayotam,
and the strength of their energy.
Strength of their energy is given,
like chias, like vitality.
At the time that Shabbos was, at the time that they were created, aval adam yesh bo neshamat elokus.
Ah.
Niten imo ha'ara kimo shehu be'olam hazeh bekol. I have it in brackets here. Aleph, do you have that?
Yeah.
Do you read the brackets? You don't read
It's a different kind of bracket, so it's interesting.
V'chol elokus, maybe?
Yeah, v'chol echad, maybe.
Ah, beautiful. Kol echad.
Good.
I get more on Sunday.
I'm going to make a whole collection for him. He's coming back 4 days before Pesach. And he's leaving Erev Pesach, but never.
The halacha stuff,
I wish he could just stay for Seder night,
He has to be on base for Seder?
He did a gimel once for Yom Kippur, and he got in a lot of trouble, even though he had an official gimel. I mean, he got a doctor and everything, but the mifaked, who was mifaked, tortured him afterwards. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't regret a minute of it, because he spent Yom Kippur in shul. You think they might say that he'll be able to stay one more day? I'm going to ask him to ask.
It's the army, but like they do weird things for Pesach.
I'd rather him go back on the day of Yom Tov to get the Seder night.
Right.
I don't know if halakhically that's better. Maybe that's a wrong decision. I have to ask a rabbi, but I'm going to ask him for Seder night. Let Hashem decide if it means also till the end of Yom Tov.
The halakha stuff is already online.
Okay, good. Okay. Can you send me the link, please?
It should be the same website.
Yeah, this is all the Shem Baruch Hitzak.
Yeah, beautiful. Do they...
Thank you.
Do they change the food to be kosher Pesach?
Yeah.
It's not only kosher Pesach, it's and Nakidah, also Nakabrach. There's no Gabrach and the army of Pesach.
That's paladic. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to go around kosher and teach you?
By the way, I gave a shout out about your Shnayim Mechazachas Targum. I'm on this group. I took a picture, like, and I said, "This is a gift from the Rabbanut of the Savar." That's what's named, the Rabbanut of Savar. Yeah.
This is
also from the Rabbanut.
Yeah.
What's the Shnayim Mechras from Rabbanut?
That I have it in my space.
Koran.
Yeah.
Koran.
It was a good one.
Distributors. Yeah. We distribute them. Yeah.
Oh, really?
This would be good for him. He'll appreciate this a lot. Yeah. He's the kind of guy who'll learn anything you give him.
Amazing. This is definitely more like for families. This is more for families. So okay. Like, it's for more like you guys to enjoy and great. To like the chazik with him. And this is for him. This is like
good.
Torah.
Appreciate it. Kala kavod. So, okay. Okay. He sort of answers our Shem Shmuel. Because he jumps over that whole the Shama Guf issue. Because he just gets straight into the fact that it's Shaykh Shabbos and Adam was given a Nefesh Elikus. Like, he goes straight into the Ruchni Yeshubo.
So, Adam Shiyashubo Neshama Zelikus, Nitan Imo, Ara, Kamoshu, Velamazeh, Kuachad Yehola Taken Atmo, Hargish, Ha'arat Neshama To, Ha'eliona.
Very good.
Each person is able to fix up themselves in order to feel the enlightenment of his soul. From above.
Yeah, from on high. So like Elyon is like high, you know, like it's not, it's a, the neshama comes from a high makor, you know, it's where, a place which is very, it's kula ruchni, it's pretty much, yeah. And so we have that ability to feel the light of the of Shabbos and the light of the neshama. And the rest of the creation is just there for like to service
that. Who says therefore this is not a har kaka, like a distancing from man, but mashinivra ba'akrona, meaning I might have thought a man had havamina, the fact that man was created last,
yeah,
is some sort of distancing from Hashem.
That was like the Shem Shmuel, like you're less than a mosquito, you know,
right?
If you service the goof first. Here the answer is no, that's not the mindset, it's closer to Shabbos.
Yihula olam behuk be'or ha'alyon. Behu me'atzmi me'emtziyo tashabbat ma'ayin olam ha'shabbat.
Me'an olam ha'ba.
Really, is connected to the light from above.
Yeah.
Behu be'emtziyo tashabbat, and this is like the essence of Shabbos. Ma'ayin olam ha'ba. The Shabbos is really a taste of the world to come.
Very good. Ma'ayin olam ha'ba.
The Mashivra Bachrona who the Hodia all your day.
So it says the Remez, this is a hint to people to Adam that he was created last to make known
Lodia ki Aleph Ya Yud.
Yeah, so the Yasha Atzma, what does that mean?
Is it, what is Aleph Yud?
I think Adam Yochel, no. Ki Lodia ki
Le Yashar Le Atzma.
Yeah, he's able to straighten himself out. Le Mokum Aroi.
Like he can go straight to himself to come to a place
to straighten himself, yeah.
Himself to come to a place that's befitting for him. Achi karev kohan nivraim shehem teluin. In order that he draws close to all of those creations
that are dependent on him.
Dependent upon.
Yeah, because the whole world is waiting for a yid to come along, a Jew to come along and make a bracha under that tree, like the Rambam says as an example, yeah?
Or right, the Gemara. Like the apple was created so that it just could come over.
And the shade of the tree and the rich man's garden. He had all that wealth just so that Sadiq could come along and make a bracha under his tree. Like there's all these kind of mishalim of this.
But Adam, Yeshbo Neshama Gvoa, Veniten Veshefel Amadragah. So he says a person has this high level neshama, and he gives it the shefel hamadraga. He gives it this low level. Ve'yaale hakol leshoresh neshamato. And he says, and this goes up for everyone to the source of their soul.
Yeah, and the whole point is to elevate the elevation of everything, specifically the guf, which is the most low level thing, to elevate a level creation, to elevate it. As we see, it's even after the mosquito. To elevate it to its shorish of the neshama, that it has a shorish in the neshama. Zesh, and that's why Achol Kedem Satani. That's why Zesh Akosiv that I wrote in the Midrash that before and after, or behind and in front of, I created you. Because you have such a high thing, the neshorish neshama, and you are the end of creation. But the point is that you're close to Shabbos. Your Shoresh Neshama gets awakened to elevate this end creation. And elevate everything, not just the person, but his guf, but all of the bria. Because everything in the bria is dependent on us. It's crazy to think the responsibility we have. Right. I was saying it to your Rosh Kollel today, with Yosef, one of the nekudas why, this is from a Chassid Shabbat, so I'm not surprised he said it, you can take it with a grain of salt, but he said, I mean, he has a Masorah from this, he was based on the Chavetz Chaim, who was not a Chassid Shabbat, but he said that one of the reasons why the Chassidim didn't fall to Haskalah, thank God also, I think, the Sfarim as well, is because they have achrayut. What's achrayut? Responsibility. Because they didn't get lost in the rationale, the seichel, the logic of the Torah. They were able to have a responsibility. What's a responsibility? As you can see, the whole creation is dependent on you, on your soul. So once you understand for Derech Hasidus or Panemius or the Arizal or the Fidei Sfarim, however you get there, yeah, you get to this deeper understanding, relationship with Hashem, and so you realize all the creation is dependent on you.
Yeah.
So then you can't start learning all this like kafira and stuff in order to go ahead in life. Yeah, and you're not dependent on your logic. You're looking at a higher source.
Adam, yesh bo neshama gvoa, yishken yishafel amadaga. Because a person has a high level neshama,
yeah,
and he gives it to a low level.
Yeah, this is what we just said. Yeah.
Shiyaaleha kol eshorash eshamato.
Yeah.
That everything else is gonna everything is gonna come up to the root of his soul.
Very good. And that's the pasuk of the midrash.
Akor v'kedem sartani. That's what it says in Tehillim when it says that after and before I was created.
Yeah. So we have both aspects. The beginning with the Neshama Kadosh, with the end of creation, and the point is it's all going to get elevated to its Shoresh.
Adam.
It's a very comforting concept. Because it is a little bit difficult when you look at it, the feet shut, like we're right at the end. What are we, the lowest level? What's going on here?
Right. So he says, okay, he says, Adam, hiye be'or besaro bechulei.
So now this is connecting to the Odom of Parshas Tazria.
So he says, a person.
Because it says the word Odom in the Parsha. By the way, there's a beautiful shlaka just to know why suddenly we mentioned the word Adam. Because what did we end off last week's Parsha? With Kashrus. Yeah? Right. So the concept is that once you go through all of the Bria, just like we learned now, this whole previous concept, all of the Bria is discussed in Parsha Shmini, all the different animals, different creations, and what do we end off with? How do we begin Parsha Tazria? Adam.
Adam.
Now we've talked about the Bria, now we can get to the point of the Bria, Adam. Now what's going to be the main point of Adam? Shmir Saloshim. How we use our mouth. Paladik shows you how important it is. These 2 weeks of two parshas of Shmir Saloshim to help us realize how this is a big part of our tafkid in the world as Adam, as Bnei Adam.
Adam ki ye ba'or basaro v'chulei. Ki achar chet ha'adam esrim v'yaseh v'chulei?
No, it's ki achar chet ha'adam k'sir v'yas v'chulei katnas or. It says that Hashem made them what? With a leathery skin.
Katnut or is a leathery? What's leathery?
It's, it's bad English on my part, but it's the idea, katnas or means Hashem made them like a leather clothing, like kilo, which is basically our skin. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, it's good to know this. It's one of the reasons why we do have Dala, we put our fingernails on the light. Before we were created with skin, and that only happened because of the Chet, we were clothed in light.
Okay.
Some say the Sephardim, the nails, are a hint to that time before when we had a fluorescent skin,
right,
which would allow the light of the Neshama to shine through.
I understand, but then we had the sin, so then it was wrapped in...
And it says in the Sephardim, what was that skin? It says it was from the Nachash Kadmonim. We got the skin of the Nachash.
Beautiful.
So we have this skin. I mean, it looks actually a bit like, it's a bit greasy and skin style. Yeah. And snake skull, excuse me. So that's kind of the Pema leathery right. thing. We got clothed in this leathery, like kind of clothing, or like, I don't know how to cutness, or like, because cutness is like a coat kind of thing. Yeah, cutness okay, Yosef, you see this idea. Yeah, cutness or. So.
Yeah. Then we got this level of skin.
Yeah, leathery skin. Before that, we were all with an aleph, and now we're all with an iron. Which, if you think about it in a deep way, what's iron? Iron is the shivim amim. It's the 70 nations. It's all the different aspects that we have to fix. No problem. And aleph is the or. Is the alufa sha'alam, the awe of the neshama. So we went from awe of neshama to awe of the guf, with an iron. The shivim amim, the 70 nations. There's a lot of Torah in this. In the Chassidus, a lot of Torah in this. We're gonna get a lot out of this Torah now. This is a lot of yesodus and chesidus. Remember, one of the reasons we're learning is to get certain nekudas. Chassamus is giving us certain points of understanding. We just had a very important pasuk, Achol Kedem Sartani. This idea of the what's kodem in creation, and at the end of the day, the point is the neshama. Mm-hmm. And now we're learning about, well, look what happened. And this week's parsha even says that you get this blemish on your skin. Where did we get this skin from? It comes from the original chait from Adam Rishon. So you have this leathery skin that causes now when we speak Lashon Hara to get some sort of masoris, some sort of nega saras. That's what I was saying, this snake skin. That's Aramaic, and from the Zohar, it's called the Mashka de Chavir. I haven't seen that Lashon for a while. It's in the Tanya. He brings it a lot. It's called snake skin. Yeah. It's from the Zohar originally, yeah.
And furthermore, from the language of Iver, as a blind person?
Iver is like, it's similar to like, if not Iver.
Like a blind person.
Yeah, yeah.
Shachar Shachet, you know what that is? Lehakir Haor Mitoch HaHoshech.
I would say, let's get this translation. It's coming up again and again. Aleph Yud. Adam Yocho is one, what I thought, but I don't think that's what it means. Od Lashon Iver Shachar Shachet. That's the translation. Same with the one above as well. It was an obvious one, but we just,
This masach,
this mask, this like cover up.
A mavdil.
Yeah, that's separating it.
It separates. Right? So it says that, furthermore, from this language of Iver, that after the sin, we're not able to recognize this light
inside the darkness.
That rock be avoda,
avoda, hard work and effort
to remove this screen that separates.
It's going to take a lot of work to get rid of this block
right?
to spirituality. You see, every day you got these. What have you got? You get what's with your nose? You have what are they called? All the different. I think I've got one this year.
Not cold,
more than a cold. You get all these, when all the hay fever and stuff.
Allergies.
Right. And then you got a cough, you got this, all these little things that nudnik and zach and things. They're constantly, And you want to just remove it all so you can just learn without busy with tissues every minute, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
So he says these like
The Negoyim is the Saras, you know, the from the Lashon Hara, God forbid. They come, these blemishes. It's hard to translate Negoyim.
No. Only from the strength of from the skin.
Yeah.
The Yadua,
they don't come. They don't come from the light of the neshama.
Right.
They go together with this chay admiration. It's like it's all kemshik.
The Yadua yesh beor nekavim dakim. And he says that it's known that we have it because we have this.
These small holes.
Skin, these holes in our skin.
Soon we're going to be cleaning those small holes for chametz. Right? Yeah, we can clean it out.
Keep it kol makom.
Yeah.
Kibakol makom klipot yesh nekuda genuza gamke. So he says, because nevertheless, the klipot, they also have this hidden point.
Yeah, because they're hanging out, gamke. These klipas hide around. You know, you talk about them and you look at the nisach of Haskin Sudas or Shah Sudas. All these things are hanging, hiding away in these caves or wherever they are. You look at the translation over there, the third, the Haskin Sudas of Shabbos. There's all these forces out there, the chitzonim, they're hiding out in these places, in these holes. That's where the negoyim come, yeah?
So he says, Rak she al yedei onot
avanot.
Stamu.
Yeah, the avanot, the sins,
onot,
block.
Ubaim hanegiim.
Yeah.
So only via the blockage.
Yeah, the sins, the block, the windows, come the negoyim. These cholanot in your skin, these holes, they're there to like breathe and to provide all kinds of, you know, moments. Maybe the light and the neshama can shine through that.
Happen.
Yeah, that's where they hang out there. They close those things.
As
they block it up.
Like, as the nega is closed.
Yeah, it closes up those. There's openings.
Hula refua. He says, however, the body of the nega is really for healing purposes.
Yeah.
The hine,
Gezeres HaKasuv. Behold, this is a Gezeres HaKasuv based on the Torah. It means a very strong state proclamation from the Torah, here we go, say next to the Kohen.
He says this is like decree that was written is Tom Atan.
Yeah, the impurity and the
purity
is through who?
Through the
Kohen. Rav Shlomo. You gotta go to Rav Shlomo.
Or Ravelli.
Yeah, maybe.
Ubishlama.
I don't know if I want to deal with everyone's Nikoyim. Seems like a busy job.
Ubishlama Hatahara Niten Bimatana Raharo.
Oh.
Right, it says, and it would be good that this purity was given to the last person.
No, but to a gift to Aaron.
To Aaron, I call it. Fine. Alki hanegaim ba'im al I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so the Lashon Hara. Ki anegaim come al Lashon Hara. We come to the Lashon Hara.
Jesus, because
and what's Aaron's meter? Who's the root Cohen? He's the original Cohen, the original OG Cohen. Yeah.
Aaron Haya Ohev Verodev Shalom. And he was someone who loved and chased after.
Pursued Shalom. He loved and pursued Shalom.
He says, however,
so he's the one to fix up the Lashon Hara, you know, to help the guy come to Hara.
So he says, Ech ma tam shiye hatuma. So he says, however, what's the reason that there will be this tuma that's created by the Kohen?
I think that the Brias means Briyot, Kohen, means to see. The Kohen sees.
Oh, sees.
Yeah, it's Lashon Bria, to see. With the seeing of the Kohen.
Velo Tov Ayin.
Ah, he has a good eye.
Does he not have a good, like...
And he will bless. Isn't he the one who has a good eye, an ayin tova, and he will bless.
He will bless.
He's the one to go bless. He's the one we give Birkas Kohanim, Birkas Mazon to. Why? Well, the reason the shulchan aruch brings is because of tov ayin. There's a good eye.
The rock can use
canal.
Carla,
like we said above, yeah.
Shanega refuahu. It's only that, as we mentioned above, that nega is sort of a healing.
Yeah.
Could eat them,
it's a gift, really. We see it as like this negative thing, but it's actually helping us purify ourselves.
It's a certain gift because it comes and helps us purify. Yeah. Perusha al yadea hanega nimshachara mepinimiyut ha'adam lachutz. The explanation is via the via this nega.
There's a drawing out of the bad by the Lashon Hara coming expressed in the nega rest that we
the
did.
Of a person from the outside.
Chutz.
Kol pa'am.
So see, one of the most important things is just before we go on Vaita, and you see we see this, that it's a concept. Don't stuff your face your stuff. Meaning. Gedalia Fenster says this, but it's a deep reality of our door that we need to face our things. It will come out in other ways. A lot of people have TMS. You know what TMS means? It means that all these kinds of from tension and from stress, we get all these kinds of illnesses. We get coughs, we get backaches, we get all kinds of lo aleinu. We can get worse and worse, crazy things. And really, the shorish, the dava is, according to this concept, is that we have to allow it to come out. But the only reason to come out is now to go inwards and face the, on the panemius level, where's this rooted in? Why is this sickness coming? It's to help us do tshuva. We do tshuva, then the sickness goes. We don't run off straight to the back in the day. They didn't run off to the doctor. They went to the kohen to fix the source of it, which is a ruchnius thing.
Right.
When I went to Dr. Uniman about my cough, I said to him, honestly, I only booked this appointment because I missed learning Chassidus because I was in Tel Aviv that day. So I'm going to hop around and learn with you now. He just laughed. But it was funny.
So he says,
Perish, the Sefer Kli Yachar. Yeah, like, and according to the Perish of the Sefer Kli Yachar, you heard it? It's a famous Perish on the Chumash, on the Mikras Gedolos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not Chassidus, by the way, Kli Yachar.
Yeah.
But it all connects.
Right, he says clearly a person is complete. Ra'ui lo, v'smach bazeh, shiro'eh,
Shiflosso. There's certainly a person, is an Adam Shalom, someone who's a complete person, that is fitting to him to be happy. What? When he sees his loneliness. He sees this snake skin, remember that's what we called it before, the snake skin manifesting with the goyim, it's helping him to tshuva, having him fix himself, so he can go to the Kohen and get Tahara.
Yeah.
Tumna Panimiyasa.
Temuna.
It's hidden. Hatmana, you know, when you hide, the Malach of Shabbos, you take a cloth and wrap up a bowl, yeah? It's hiding. All this, there's so much stuff inside of us that it's a schus, your zoche, that you were zoche to purify yourselves from the tumor that was hidden inside of you. It's a tremendous, like, schus to get that out.
Yeah.
I want to ask you personally, you don't have to tell me what and why, but have you had those moments where you went to a certain Rav or a therapist, it doesn't have to tell me which, but you went to someone and they were megale a lot of garbage with it, a lot of stuff you needed to work out, and it helped, and the clarity was so uplifting because you're a good guy, you're an Adam Shalom. So it comes out, you're happy from that. You're not
you're
angry.
Happy. Yeah, of course.
You're like,
you want to work on it.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Now I know I have more self-awareness.
Now I can work on it.
Yeah. That's the right way of looking at this.
Pain all your day. Ayat HaKohen Nimshach HaTumah LaKutz. So therefore, via the seeing of the Kohen, he draws this tuma outside. The Vezor HaKodesh Perush Uhova el Kohen.
Yeah, that's the perish. Why? Well, you go to the Kohen. What's the pshat or panemius of going to the Kohen? Why'd you go to the Kohen? Why'd you come to me and learn with me? I don't know. I'm just joking. But why'd you come to the Kohen? Yeah, says the Zohar. Who chesed el. He's a kind guy. No, that doesn't mean that. Sorry, I'm joking.
Who chesed el.
Yeah, he's godly chesed. That's what it means, really.
mean, Cohen is the Cohen.
Yeah, he's on that curve of Chesed. You know, I had a big surprise, and I hope this Hashem is in Lashon Hara. Maybe I won't say the name of the person, but there's someone as a Rav who came up to us in the shul, and he said to me, "I have a question for you, for me and another guy who's more Hasidishly orientated." And once again, I'm being careful with names here today. I'm trying to do tshuva on any shmiras, on any Lashon Hara. So he said to me, he said, "I have a question, Or Chaim. I knew you guys would be able to answer. Why is a Kohen on the side of kindness and a Levi on the side of Gevura? Chesed and Gevura, what's the shah?" So he asked the right guys. He's like, this is the kind of stuff we learn. And you see here in the Sfas Emes, he say, without getting to the Levi, he's talking about the Kohen. Is a Kohen in Chesed El. He's the one you go to get the Tahara, to bring out that Panemius. It's a Chesed. It's an Ayin Tov. He's helping you purify yourself.
Why is it Lashon Hara?
I don't want to say, because maybe I'm saying that the Rav doesn't know so much about Chassidus, so he's coming to us.
Oh.
He knows a lot of Torah. Just Chassidus isn't his strong point.
Yeah, yeah.
But coming to Shirat Ovid, he started to learn a lot of Chassidus.
He says, Masha Kodesh.
By the way, I have a lot to learn from him all the time.
Sure.
Yeah. Ask him questions all the time.
He says, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu desires to purify himself, the Kain, Meviah HaTumah L'chutz. Similar, he brings the Tuma outside.
Yeah.
Tzarich HaAdam Lekabel Zot Ba'ava.
He's happy. This is the Chesed member. He's so excited. He's getting, and Aaron Cohen is also, you know, we said Rosh Hashanah. You know, he's always he's a Ish Ava Bahava. Everything's with love over here because we're purifying ourselves.
He says, isn't it? A person needs to take this with love.
Yeah. Oh, he's there. Bola Tahara. He's going
to
come.
He'll come to purify.
Very good.
And this is what he says when he says, and this is the obligation on to a Kohen.
Isn't that? Now you can look at the pasuk this week's parsha. You're going to read it, Mes Hashem, with the Baal Korah in the shul, and you're going to hear it. Don't take it for granted every time you make it to that. Because remember, Simchas Torah wasn't so parsha. You know, we've had some times then. You have to keep thanking Hashem every Shabbos. There's none of these crazy things. We can go to shul, we can hear the Torah. And in the Torah, we're going to see this pasuk. We're going to say, now I know what that means. Going to the Ish Chesed, going to this Bechina of Ava, this aspect of Zohar Kodesh, where we're Sameach that we get to purify ourselves by going to the Kohen. It's a happy thing.
Beautiful.
And that's what we said above, Masha Kosu Le'il. That was written above.
This is according to what we said above. The Tzara'at is this skin, it's a klipa, and it comes via Lashon Hara. Remesh Shekfi Shemirut Ruach Kapimiyut Shabada. Right? The hint is that it's...
Really? It's a protection.
It comes as a result of this bitterness of the spirit inside of a person.
That's interesting. I had a different translation, but maybe you're right. I thought it was shmiris, like a protection in the ruach panemius in a person, that it protects him from this impurity. But you're saying it's meiris, like bitterness. I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure. My initial inclination was shmirut, like guarding. It's a guarding of the spirit.
Okay.
And the panemius, we can hold it, could be either.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Therefore, it cancels the strength of the external.
Yeah, that's the whole damage, danger zone. When you get too external, look at the world. Yeah, it's literally an industry. The media world is in an industry of Lashon Hara. All they, especially the whole presidential stuff going on, it's literally, it's not about what this guy can do positively and what the other guy can do positively. That would how it used to be. It's about now, how bad can you diss the other person?
Right.
So it's just pure Lashon Hara, it's completely chassonius. Yeah. Vatel that koyach. Get rid of that strength for this politics nonsense.
The general principle is that it's according to the depths of the internal sense. Mitrachev HaKedusha Umegaresh HaKitzoniutz.
Yeah.
Well,
deep in the panemius. Shlomo would love this. Probably does love it. Kamashikosev, b'midrashacher. So I get used to all these Rosh Tevis slowly.
Yeah. So he says, because the general principle is in accordance with the depths of the internal.
Yeah.
It's
widened.
Widening the holiness, ume garesh,
and push away,
and it pushes away the external.
Fast, all that politics stuff is just like a Purim costume, it's a joke.
Right?
Shesh omek room. Very, there is a deep Rome, like elevation. Rome is like elevation.
There's a deep elevation.
It's, Rome is the, like exalted. A deep exaltation. That's another way of saying it. Like very high.
So he says that there's this another midrash. It says that there's this deep elevation, and below it, and it's like dependent on this, beze, in this,
just like with the panemius and the chitzonius.
Just like in the panemius and the chitzonius.
So we have to really widen the panemius and lessen the chitzonius, push away the chitzonius. And that really, if you would understand really what Shirat David is about, I think that Shlomo would definitely agree with this. Yeah?
Right.
I mean, you've been in more Shirat than me in terms of the Machon. Excuse me, I'm sure it's been a very successful year of learning how important the Pnimius is.
Right.
And this is something which the world needs more than ever now. In learning Tzvas Emes, you see that it's the nafgamina of Maaseh Bereishis and Chei Adam Rishon and the whole panemius of what a person's here for and understanding these parshas of Tazri and Matsura in a deep way and realizing it's a very big gift and a big chesed Hashem to purify ourselves and be close to the Kohen, it says, with Ava and love, and to get rid of these Negoyim and these impurities. Right now, you know, I don't know if you've been sick a little bit, but that's how I try. I don't want to get you sick in any way or form. The whole avoda is, I didn't cough until the end, so Baruch Hashem, that was good. But the idea is that we try to purify ourselves. I'm at the end of it now. I went to the doctor, thank God. It was really quite a deep infection, and thank God I'm at the end of it. But
it was viral or bacterial?
It was just very phlegmy. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so too, me too. Tried to give me an antibiotic last week. It didn't work.
I didn't take, thank God. Because I came to him after the fact.
Yeah, it didn't work.
So he was like, you're already after, there's no point. I'll give it to you in case it comes back, God forbid, but I don't think it will. So, Mr. Shem,
what did he tell you to do? Just drink water? And
he said, healthy lifestyle. You're not sleeping enough. True. Not sleeping enough. And I haven't rested. Second thing is, eating healthily. That, thank God, my wife takes care of. Even with Peter coming, she's healthy. And doing more exercise, which I haven't done as enough. By this point, I'd be swimming. I don't know what's going on with the swimming pool. I live in Yerushalayim. I was always swimming a lot. I'm waiting for it. Yeah, I need it. I walk a lot. I walk to learn with you today, so.
Right, yeah, I see you walking as well. Yeah, it's good to walk.
Walking's good. But I need to do actual, like, proper workouts and stuff, like swim. The gym I'm not so into from what I heard about it. I want to go to swim. But what we're getting from this Torah, just to come to summarize, I think it's a very important yesod in Chassidus of realizing that a parsha Tazria Matsura, I used to come to these parshas and feel a bit depressed, you know, because Lashon Hara is such a heavy sin. You go to the whole, like, the heaviness of it and don't do it, and then we do it anyway because it's such a nesoyin generally. And then we come to this understanding that no, because it's totally on us becoming more panemius. If we're more panemius and less chitzonius, we're going to be able to draw out the kedusha of Amisah, the kedusha of us neshamas, the kedusha of Shabbos. And we're going to have less inclination towards getting into external things and looking at people in that way. And really, Lashon Hara comes from a pogam. So Hashem's giving us an opportunity to purify that in the root. And that with that root, we turn nega into oneg. And then we can enjoy Shabbos, we can enjoy life, and we make an oneg, sort of moronim, make a nachas ruach to Hashem. Because who are the children of, I saw this in Tzivah Shalom as well, there's a recurring theme, who are the children of Hashem? Am Yisrael. And Hashem gets nachas from every one of them. He gets oneg from all of them. So he wants us to honor his children, all of them. It doesn't matter what kind of Jew. It doesn't matter how far away, how low, this way, that way. Every Jew deserves respect, and they're all children of Hashem. And therefore, if we look at that way, then we'll hesitate, and hopefully we won't speak Lashon Hara. We'll speak good for Klal Yisrael. And as I said, that story Shabbos is a good example where we have a more like, say, Yeshiva Shekhana guy, and he's coming up to Chassidisha guy and Shir David and asking questions, and I'm asking him questions, and we're going back and forth, and there's unity, not you're this and I'm that, let's daven in different places, we're together.
Right. Yeah, that's, Hashem, it's beautiful. Like one of the best parts about Shir David.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, Shkoyak, I have to run because
yeah, perfect. No, we did the time.
Was calling me.
Sorry, I was a little few minutes late. And,
no, it's great.
I was running from a meeting, but Mr. Shem.
Okay, Shem.
Next week you want to be away?
I'll be here the Shabbos. I'll see the Shabbos next week. Next 2 weeks, I'm gone.
Gone.
Get back. We'll
get back after Pesach.
Mr. Shem.
Exciting. It'll be near the end of Sefer Vayikra, but okay. We got some very powerful points out of the. And it gives me chizuk Shabbos. Actually, this week I have the schus to speak before Musav. I haven't had that merit for a while.
Oh wow, beautiful.
David. Before the machon came, I used to get the opportunity more often.
Beautiful.
Once the machon came, either it's Rav Shlomo or the machon. It's like
beautiful.
I'm like the so for some reason Rav Shlomo messaged me and said he wants me to speak. So I don't know if I bring this up, but there's a lot to discuss with Pesach coming up and. This is a Shabbos Panui. It's there's no Shabbos Agolo, there's no Dalet Parshias. We're going to just read from Parshas Tazria and hopefully we'll get the chizuk we need from it.
Okay, Mirat Hashem.
Who's playing the guitar? So.
I don't know. I think the guy who's sitting here with his cousin.
Ah, nice.
All right, Shkoyak, thank you, Rebelli.
So you're happy with this year?